Shalom, family. Our purpose for today is to win battles in the spiritual realms for ourselves, our families, and our school. Ephesians 6:12 through 18 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." We want to keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Our spiritual formation scripture comes from Genesis 18, 23 through 33. "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord." This is the story of Abraham requesting God not destroy the evil city of Sodom. He asks God, "Would you really destroy the righteous among the wicked? Is that who you are?" Over and over, he tests God's compassion, asking how many need to remain for you not to sacrifice the city, the whole city. I encourage you to read the answer and let it encourage you as we make petitions this week on behalf of our families and friends.
Hi, I'm Preslin. I'm a senior and have attended this school since first grade. This week's attribute is God is gentle. The definition is one who is mild in temperament or behavior, kind or tender, not harsh or severe.
The verse is from 1 Kings 19, 11 through 12.
"So he said, go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great and strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing."
Lord, we praise you for being gentle. We thank you that you are mild in temperament and behavior, that you are tender, and that you are not harsh or severe. God, we confess that we are harsh and severe, that our character is not always gentle, or that we do not always have mild temperament, God. So I just surrender those moments to you this week where I have not been gentle. God, we thank you so much for how you have always been gentle over our families and our friends and our loved ones and our kids, God. We thank you for how you are gentle with the comings and goings of our school. We thank you for how you are leading us and guiding us in your gentle ways each and every day. Lord, we come before you and we pray for our own children. From Ephesians 4, 1 through 2. Lord, may live a life worthy of the calling they have received, being completely humble, gentle, and patient, bearing with others in love.
This week we pray for decision makers. May there be unity and high moral standards among teachers and administrators at our school. May they walk in integrity.
And we conclude with this question. What is the human condition? The answer. Though created good and made for fellowship with our Creator, humanity has been cut off from God by self-centered rebellion against Him, leading to lawless living, guilt, shame, death, and the fear of judgment. This is the state of sin. Check out scriptures in Genesis 3, 1 through 13, Psalm 14, 1 through 3, Matthew 15, 10 through 20, Romans 1, 18 through 23, or 3, 9 through 23. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus this week.